sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lange njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze
isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe
kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini lentabazinzweni ye-Chief Lord mhla ka-8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop ye-14,500 US eyayingekaFloyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi obulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip-hop uWarren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu-Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kulabantu abaphezulu kwamakhulu amathathu 335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selenelisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kodwa abangaba izigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Ukubika abogatshalo ezempila kahle kunjalo nje isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 ngabe phandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 ngabe phakathi. Isikhathi okunqabela abantu kuhamba laso sekusela amahola amane kuphela kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Emngcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abalikhulu 100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke. Kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-third wave ye-coronavirus, kanti ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa ilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga kodwa kathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngabanengi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emisebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze sisilandi festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically. So i-encouragement yami kubantu baseZimbabwe abalapha ezweni lase-South Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba.
Isikhulume senhlanganiso emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele-South Africa eZimbabwe community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, uthi asisekho isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele-South Africa.
Abantu bese bethwele nzima kakhulu, kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi kungabe lelizwe lakithi nalo kuyavulwa amabhoda. Impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zimile, kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokukhetho oluza qhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku-fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu sebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi ezisiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Baba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala alitheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kungcabangcoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zinduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini le-Tabas induna farm eNyamandlovu ngoba lingelikamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga aleli bandla angamachumi amathathu lane agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Dumisani Dube iqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ya, wethu sicela lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini leyintaba zinzwini we-Chief Lord mhla ka-8 March bakhuthaza udlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 US eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose. So ujajwa ngo-section 37 of the Criminal Qualification Reform Act ngesikhathi bycourt and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga emthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ya, kuthiwa kulabanye abayi-31 abaguqela umthungameli we-MRP Mqondisi Moyo ngoba amapholisa lasenkathulo emaphepheni abo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa amabizo asikajeli namabizo angikhona ngobani. Hhayi, kwakhathi esikhayelele ukuthi njengoba sesenzile i-application yebheli ukuthi xa bebethonisa icala lesuka endlini salindela ukuthi inkantolo izathini. Siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngo-11:15 so sizazi ukuthi bathini, then we'll take it from there. Kodwa amapholisa badesali ukuthi bethole ibheli besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame. Okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo, but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungenacala khona, lalapho ungenasidingo sokuthi beyalithi umuntu ethole ibheli baphikisa kuphela. Icala balivumi bayalala icala.
Lowo ngumnumzana Dumisani Dube iqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batshone imini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba bavalisa umnumzana Johannes Karishi, Crispin Vera, lo Denford Ngatsiwore ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayi sesisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama computers, ama radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingaphisanga ukuvezwa ngigama lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcekwane le-COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu wobona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Bengihambe ukuyafaka okuthiwa yi-digital library for e-learning system. Basically izikolo zisemaphandleni azila internet connectivity, so esikwenzayo if you cannot access internet sina siyaletha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la, ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons, ama-MP3, lama-video kuwo YouTube lapha la amahala, ngagqiba ku-computer kwenza ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So ngangilama-laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le speaker, yabona ukuzipika okutshaya ngabafana lokhu okwengoma lokho okulengishwayo lokho, right? Ngathe ngithenga la ma-USB flash, ama-flash drive. I think ngathenga ama-32 gig, I think ayi-6 masizasezivotsha sasesiya khonayo. So ngithe vele ngifika khona bengaselani nje i-internet ngoba ngathi 60% of i-educational material esezinswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngakhona ngabatshengisa ukuthi ukholekthwa njani, ngafaka i-speaker lesa, ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesiza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory esizinze ukukulalela. Sasikwenza sisakhuladuwe okwakuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokhu kwabajabulayo sakakhulu, amavidiyo angangihambelayo la ku-computer ngiyenelisa ukuthi edlalwe kuma-computer wirelessly kodwa engazange eye kwi-intanethi. Ama-computer lamafoni abo ayecupha khonapho ku-computer le engangihambelayo okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngase ngithrena laba abalisi ukuba beziproducele i-content yabo, ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kwabo YouTube lezindawo ngokwemazweni okunye. Yeah, so ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi berekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi lwabo abantu aba.
Yeah, so nxa sikhangela khonapho-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu wethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini, njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Ye, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant kwi-telecoms and ICT. Ikhampani yami kuthiwa yi-Woza Town. So uhlelo lolu ngaluqalisa e-town lapha kuBulawayo, ngifaka ama-website yama-e-learning libraries ezikolo where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe using internet. But even e-town lapho kwi-internet yangkhona iyadula. So esasikwenza ezikolo lapha emthethe yasemzikazi primary, abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama-USB drive kumbe lama-memory card sebekopela isifundo leza ma-memory card, ngoba wonke umuntu la ifoni lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama-smart TV lapha ababukela khona umvango labosidingo and so on. So igephu yayikhona ngezwa abantu abaningi bengibhalela bengilobela besithi pho-ke sinemakhaya okungala intanethi okungalazisa kuthiwayo. Ngathi hhayi, for izesa kusebenziswa ama-solar panel, njalo ama-computer siwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers, okutsho ukubana akadli umuntu lomningi. So ama-panel lizifaka laphana akaduli kakhulu lamabhatri. So i-demand le excitement angayibona kobotiti njengoba ngithithi bengihamba kokuqala ekhaya, sempendulo kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili to perfect the program.
Lo ngumnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcithi kwezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 esenguba Primary School eNkayi esabelweni seMathebeleleni North. Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kagame wakwele Rwanda uthi lizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezitshiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwi la esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yezimtha, utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lezinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwi wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisa nalo uhulumende na ngodaba lolu babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele kuyukuthi uhulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo sebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba ehedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ngokunjalo kufanele sibe kusukwemukele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hhatshi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola ukungcono. Nanku phela ukuhamba kwazala induna.
Lo umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yezimtha, obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi izikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatshalwe zomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council njalo eleMelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela eMelika esePentagon umnumzana John Kirby uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi inyathelo leDemocratic Republic of Korea liletha okungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezamanuclear phakathi kwelizwe United States lele Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2019 kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthi eleMelika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba se-Korean Peninsula. Uthi eleMelika alila njongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele Democratic Republic of Korea kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kweMelika labangani balo abagoqela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kweleMelika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe leNorth Korea kukhulunywa ngalo phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi omela iDemocratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele eleTokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende weJapan lezeRepublic of Korea ukucubungula udaba lweDemocratic Republic of Korea lezinye. Abaphathintambo bakwamanye amazwe abe-PRC labeRepublic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi eleDemocratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama-long-range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana njalo eleMelika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana leyeMelika lamazwe akhelane leDemocratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni seKorean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asks me who I be. Keep nothing fella. The city motivator. Been skimming on some paper. I'ma get one that asks me how I feel. Bro, I'm G'd up my G.
Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamazi kodwa ungathi Rock It Up bakukhomba kuye.
I'm G'd up my G. I'm G'd up my G. Yeah. G'd up my G. Yeah, yeah.
Ungane sasizwa kangaka la
ngazalelwa eNketa ngafunda eNketa Primary grade 1 to 7 ngase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJonthalak eNtabazinduna ekhangayenza khona isecondary yami ngiqeda khona phangaya eBulawayo Adventist High School engayenza khona iA level yami ngingathi ngaqalisa ukurecorda CBD okujulileyo 2009.
I'm hot, I'm such a flamer. She asks me who I be. Give nothing better. The city motivator. Just give me now some paper. I'ma get one that.
Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRock It Up ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza so ngakhula ngibabona bakhangile lami I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yiwo ngokungenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo abantu asebawamukele kahle sengathola la ma nomination ama-best hip hop abantu basekela and abantu bayathenga ama-album la.
Lisebenza etakala komoyo selamadlalade athize elawacindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama album angu 3. Eyokuqala ngiyenze 2018 abayithi ngu-Ghost Standards. Esibili ngiyenze 2019 abayithi nguyafi. Then esithathu ngiyenze ngeminyaka odlulileyo abayithi ngulingo the album. Engizenzele khona apha futhi kobulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bakobulawayo. Insimbe fakwe futhi ama cyborg bo phela bo have bo mthayikho injezile ukuphusha you don't know phela ngakudla i right off bengasoli bottles pop isinjalo
thomele sivale uhlelo phosela ilizwi kubalaleli rock dub ungakahambi
liqhubekeke lisekela lathi asiso sesiliphambanise sizanika umculo omnandi ochazayo umculo wami utholakala kuwonke ama show ama online shops abo Spotify, abo iTunes, abo Deezer, kwa kuma social media pages amu wonke, ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub, RockieDub, na ku Facebook ngile ngilisebenzisayo, na ku Instagram ngile ngilisebenzisayo, yikho ngathola khona ama links ami.
Silibasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu Rock Dub obe nguye silaye kuhlelo Woza Friday
uyenzani abafazi babantu
Rock on Rock Dub mpela sonto emnandikini lonke igama lami ngu Ezra Jesus Banda
abafazi
hip hop waren moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukelewe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa imali yesibambiso yebail. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.